This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is away. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush is predicting Saddam Hussein soon will face his, quote, day of reckoning. Speaking to reporters at his Texas ranch yesterday, Mr. Bush said Saddam should realize the United States is serious about disarming his regime. As if to underscore that point, more U.S. military units are on their way to the Persian Gulf. Army officials say 800 engineering and intelligence specialists will be sent to the region over the next few weeks. That's just the latest sign of a rapidly growing military buildup. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
President Bush and other administration officials continue to say it's possible there won't be a war with Iraq this winter, but the stage is certainly being set for military action. Some units trained specifically for desert fighting are already in Kuwait, the 2nd Brigade of the Army's 3rd Infantry Division, for example, and division spokesman Richard Olson says the 2nd Brigade will soon be joined by fellow soldiers from Fort Stewart in Georgia.
Just Monday, we received deployment orders for the entire division to move on to Kuwait and continue to train, awaiting further orders.
That deployment order this week obviously came as no surprise. All the division's combat equipment, about 200 tanks and 400 Bradley fighting vehicles, had already been sent to Kuwait. Olson says the rest of the division's 17,000 soldiers will now be shipping out starting immediately.
They will fall in over there on pre-positioned equipment other than the aircraft. We take our aircraft with us. We don't have that pre-positioned. It will take, we expect, up to most of January and probably into February to move the entire division over there.
The 3rd Infantry Division is part of the 18th Airborne Corps, which is the Army's main rapid response force. The Corps also includes the 101st Airborne Division, which has been alerted that it too may soon be heading to the Gulf. These deployment orders were approved last week by Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. They mean the U.S. force in the area around Iraq could soon be doubled. There are already about 60,000 troops in the region, along with 400 aircraft. And the deployments will clearly put the U.S. military on a war footing. Among the units to depart soon is a 1,000-bed hospital ship, the USNS Comfort, which is part of the Navy's Military Sealift Command. Marge Holtz, the command's spokeswoman, says the Comfort is meant to be positioned in the ocean near where a war would be fought in order to provide medical treatment to injured troops.
Casualties are initially treated ashore, then flown out to the hospital ship. The hospital ship stabilizes them, and depending on the type of injury, we'll either retain them on board or fly them on to a bigger or larger medical facility outside of the area of operation.
Among the Comfort's special capabilities, Holt says, is a facility to treat troops who've been exposed to biological or chemical weapon attacks on the battlefield.
Once they're aboard the Comfort, they come in to a decontamination area right off of the flight deck. And that area is completely self-contained. The air in that particular portion of the ship does not circulate into other portions of the ship. And there are monitors in there. The medical staff then cleans the patient up and then transfers them to the appropriate care center within the hospital.
The Comfort could set sail as soon as this weekend and should be on scene in about 3 weeks. The month of January, it appears, will be a time of rapid military buildup in the area around Iraq. By early February, the U.S. military should be ready for war. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.